Beaconsfield is located on the unceded traditional territory of the Ganyangehaga Nation, who have been the stewards of these lands and waters for generations. This area has long been a place of gathering, connection, and community, and it remains home to a diverse population of Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples today.
Hello. Welcome to the neighborhood. You are about to embark on a journey with a character. A little piece of housekeeping before you begin. Please be extra aware if you are crossing a street or an intersection. You are responsible for your well-being and the well-beings of others out in public spaces. If you come to a busy intersection or need to stop for any reason, please pause the audio until you are safely across or ready to move on. You will be following in the footsteps of a character and they will be giving you instructions for you to follow. When you hear this noise, your character is about to give you a direction, so listen carefully. Let's do a little test. I'm going to play the noise and give you an instruction. Are you ready? Raise your right hand. Did you do it? Excellent! You're ready to start your journey, which will begin now.
Welcome to a walking meditation and practice in mindfulness. I'm your guide. While listening to this podcast, you will be given instructions for your journey, both physically and spiritually. Let's begin. Find a comfortable space nearby. You could stand or sit if you prefer. It's your choice. To go inwards, we'll start with the breath. Take a deep breath in and out, and in and out. Now, try to feel your body existing in space. Notice the sensation of the air on your skin, the sounds around you. Identify those sounds. Identify the kind of space you're in. Is it a natural space? Or maybe you're in a city? Next, draw attention to your feet. Feel the connection between your feet and the ground beneath them. You are connected to the ground. Take a moment to ground yourself. If at any point you feel overwhelmed or the need to stop while on your journey, come back to this sense of groundedness. If you are sitting, stand up. If you are standing on a path or a street, turn left and start walking up. Whichever route you're on. We want the sensation of moving forward and up. Heel toe. Heel toe. I am grounded. I am connected. I exist in the world. I am confident. I am respected.
I am determined. I am loved.
Nina, drinks Friday night?
Nina Mills, proud member of the West Island Ladies
Announcing
Social Club.
Our president
come sit over
of the Curling Club.
Nina, Ray. Ladies Nina. Bridge
Sweet
Night is on Thursday.
Nina Mills!
Hello?
Hi, Nina. Are you running around like a chicken with your head cut off?
Hi, Elaine. Yes, and yes.
There's so many people coming today. You've done such an amazing job. I just ran into Debbie at the grocery store, and she says this is going to be the biggest block party ever.
Oh, yes, it is.
So, as you've heard, today is a pretty big day for me. I'm throwing the annual block party in my neighborhood. I'm prepared, but it's a pretty big deal. Everybody from five whole blocks is invited, and it's my first time. But I can handle it, because I am extremely well organized. I'm good with people. I'm on every committee and board I can possibly think of, and I have an amazing ability to make decisions and get things done.
Are you there yet?
I was. I stepped out for a moment. I needed some air.
Well, don't be gone too long.
Everything's pretty much in place.
I'm supposed to bring plates, right?
Yes, extra plates.
Things are going pretty well for me. I have amazing friends, a great apartment, good job, and a fulfilling personal life. Can't really complain. Being single in the suburbs, it's not so bad.
Oh, 1 minute. Hello?
Nina, I'm counting the forks. And I think we're gonna need extras.
How many do we have?
Only 150. That's not gonna cut it.
Okay, maybe I'll ask Elaine if she can go to the grocery store and pick some up.
Oh, believe me, she doesn't have time. She's got kids.
See you soon.
Okay, so there's this one thing that bugs me about living in the suburbs. The suburbs are typically rooted in the family unit. And sometimes, only sometimes, if you're not in one, well, ergo the weirdness and the annoying pity looks. Like, oh, what a shame, you're alone. Like you failed at life or something. I hate those looks.
Elaine?
Yes?
What were you saying?
How many do we need?
Of what?
Of plates.
I think we need about 200 just to be safe. And do you mind getting some extra forks, too?
I think we're fine. I've got forks and I bought a big bag of Chinettes. Bradley! Ugh.
I'm actually used to the weirdness. My mom was a divorced single parent in the 80s living in the burbs. She faced a hell of a lot of discrimination. Other mothers used to think she was trying to steal their husbands. Thank God things have changed.
Yes, Paula?
Hi, Nina. Sorry to bug you again, but who's staying on for cleanup?
I have a list. Let me check. Merle, Bob, Molly, Marcus, Quan.
Well, listen, I wonder if any of them might be able to take my chairs. I have to leave early. You know I got my kids.
I guess you can ask.
I don't have their numbers.
Okay, I'll reach out to them.
Thanks. Bye.
Elaine? Hello? Oh.
You have one new message. To check unheard messages, press 1.
Nina. It's me. It's been a little while. I'm calling because I think we should talk. Call me when you get the chance.
There are no more messages.
Sit down. Nina, sit down. Oh, good. Good, there's a bench right there. Sit down. Oh my God. Why now?
And breathe in and out. Now try to imagine an obstacle you're facing. This obstacle can be anything. It could be an important meeting at work, a deadline, or perhaps a difficult conversation you need to have. Visualize this obstacle as a physical object. Give it a shape, texture.
So, I know I said that I'm happy with how my life is, and that's true. But years ago, I almost did see myself getting married, having children, buying a house, and all that jazz. And I hate to admit it, but sometimes, just sometimes, I can't help but wonder what my life would have been if I had chosen differently.
I met my ex, Pat, officially here for the first time on Sherbrooke Street while out dog walking. I was a student at the time, still living at home with my mom, and dog walking was my part-time job. We both went to McDonald campus and lived in Beaconsfield, a short bus ride away.
Hey, you're from...
Environmental biology.
Oh, yes. The critic.
Yeah, sorry about that. I can be a little cocky sometimes.
You didn't like my paper.
I did. That's why I had so much to say about it.
Oh, so I should be flattered you ripped it apart.
I'm flattered you're flattered.
How very snobby of you. I'm surprised to see you here.
Why?
I don't know. I just assumed you lived in St. Anne's.
Beaurepaire, but I play soccer up here. Those sure are a lot of dogs you've got there.
I like dogs.
More of a cat person myself.
Well, dogs are good judges of character. They keep the crazies away.
Well, you're in luck because it sounds like your dogs like me.
Easy. Right.
Whoa.
Hey, there's this new Stephen King movie out, and it looks a little scary. I don't think I can watch it alone.
Okay.
It's playing tonight at 7:30.
All right.
At the Coliseum.
At the Coliseum. Are you saying that you need company to the new Stephen King movie?
It's just so I don't get nightmares.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't have anything to do at 7:30, so I'll come along and protect you.
Thank you.
Call waiting.
Nina, where are you? I thought you were only going for a short walk. We still have to set up for the pie baking competition. Aren't you competing in it? Alan thinks he's going to win. You know, it's just like with the Christmas decorations. I put a Santa up, he puts a bigger Santa up. I put up three wise men statues, and he goes and does an entire nativity scene. He's so competitive. Please come back soon. I have an arrangement question.
Now that you've been walking for a while, it's time to change paths. A new direction to forge a new perspective.
New direction? Ugh, I'm just gonna go straight on Sherbrooke.
Now that you've found your new direction, envision a positive memory. Go back to a time when you felt joy. Focus on that feeling. Imagine the joy is a light radiating from your feet as you walk forward, heel and toe. Heel and toe.
Honeymoon phases are where the best and most romantic stories are born. You've overcome the chase and the awkward beginning, and then you feel nothing but enchantment, infatuation, and joy.
Let's go to Quebec City.
I'm feeling like oysters and steak tartare. I could do more than that.
Oh no.
Is that my sweater?
Maybe. Before Sunrise was one of our favorite romantic films, and we take midnight strolls on this very street, pretending that we were meeting for the very first time, and sometimes quoting lines from it.
You couldn't possibly know why a night like this is so important to my life right now.
You're pretty when you laugh.
My mom. She wants to know where I am. I already told her I was going out.
She just misses you.
I guess. Look at these houses. I wish we lived here. This street is so beautiful, even at night.
Yeah, we could live here.
Yeah?
Well, after we travel the world.
Live in a few hostels for months on end. Take some train rides through Europe.
Then we'll come back and find a place on Sherbrooke Street.
Sherbrooke Street? Yeah, I like it. We'd leave little notes to each other around the neighborhood in those take-a-book, leave-a-book boxes.
Dear Nina, I've underlined this quote for you this morning in Like Water for Chocolate, page 98. Each of us is born with a box of matches inside us, but we can't spark them all by ourselves.
The Diaries of Virginia Woolf, page 54. Just in case you ever foolishly forget...
Evening, Nina.
I'm never not thinking
of you. Tropic of Cancer, page 183. How many thousand times, in walking through the streets at night, have I wondered if the day would ever come again when she would be at my side?
Dear Pat, is that a smutty book you're quoting?
Dear Nina, I knew you'd like that. Winky face.
But it's a dangerous phase because you can get lost in the honeymoon and lose sight of reality. Morning.
Morning. You smell good.
I just want to stay in bed all day long.
Let's just do that.
Okay.
To replay this message, press 1.
I am calling because...
To delete, press 7.
I think we should talk.
To save,
call me
press
when you get
9.
The chance. Calling because...
To delete,
I think we should talk.
7.
Call me
to
when
save,
you get the chance.
Press
calling
9.
Because I think
press
we should talk.
1.
I think we should talk.
7.
I think we should talk.
1.
I think we should
1.
Talk.
9.
Talk, 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 talk.
There are no more messages.
Nina?
Elaine, I'm freaking out.
Oh, jeez, is Paula having a meltdown? God, that woman is sweet, but she's such a handful.
No,
I think I might be having a meltdown. I just got a call from Pat.
Oh my God. You know, I kind of thought I saw him this morning at the pâtisserie.
Wait. What? He's here in town?
Didn't you speak to him?
No, he just left a message saying we should talk. Why didn't you say something?
Well, I just briefly saw him and I wasn't even completely sure it was him. But now that you're telling me this, I mean...
This is crazy. What am I gonna do?
Are you okay?
I gotta go.
Keep breathing. It's important to shift perspectives from time to time and not to pass judgment on your thoughts. Accept your thoughts. Accept your past. Acknowledge your thoughts and imagine that you are letting them go with every step. Now, count down from seven, six, five.
I've often thought about what would happen if I ever saw Pat again. I've imagined it many times over in my head. In my fantasy, I'm rich and successful. I've moved on. I'm dating some incredibly sexy man. He's brilliant. He's an architect. He's a brilliant architect. Pat knows this. He's already heard about all my successes. He secretly stalks me on my social media, keeping tabs on me. He's practically obsessed. He wakes up every night regretting, thinking,
I'm the one who got away.
It's the biggest regret of my life.
Keep left on Sherbrooke and breathe, counting up to seven. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Pat quickly became the most important person in my life. Everything seemed to be on track to change. Fast.
Go straight and then turn left on Westcroft.
What's wrong?
Oh, it's my mom. I don't know what's wrong with her. She forgot that you're coming to dinner.
Should I not come tonight?
No, you absolutely should, but we don't have anything to eat.
We could pick up pizza along the way.
I seriously gotta move out. I'm too old to be living with my mother.
All right, then. But we have a few things to iron out first. When we get to our place, we'll keep my couch and your velour chair for the living room.
Our place? Okay. So we're going to talk interior decorating then, are we?
Yes. Very important business.
Why your couch?
I just think it's cozier.
How do you feel about wallpaper?
I am not really a wallpaper person.
Oh. Oh, there's so much space.
Tons of space.
It's like straight out of Celebrity Architectural Digest.
What about the kids' rooms?
Kids?
Yeah.
How many?
Four.
Four? How will we ever afford it?
We'll be rich by then.
Yeah, right.
I always loved the idea of family. It was just me and my mom growing up, and I always felt jealous of my friends at their big family get-togethers. And I think my mother just loved Pat. She thought he was clever and funny and handsome, she would say. And I liked his family. I really liked going to their place at Christmas. But I also dreamed of a life where I was free to roam the world. There's something about being in your mid-20s where you feel like you have your whole life ahead of you and you just want to hop on a train and ride with it.
Hi, Nina. Have you noticed the clouds forming? There might be rain. If it rains, what do? Bring everything back inside? Do we have a rain day contingency plan scheduled?
Marriage historically existed for sharing assets, dowry, land... Families coming together.
You don't think it's about joining souls?
I think if we got married, it would be about that.
Do you want to get married?
Sure.
Well, I guess we'll have to elope then. It's the only true option that is not about social constructs or family bullshit.
Okay.
Okay then.
What? Are you serious?
I am totally 100% serious right now.
Really? You want to elope?
I do. Don't you?
I, like many girls growing up in the early 90s, had imagined my wedding in detail.
Old stone church, beautiful garden canopies, a feast. Of course, back then, I had also imagined my dress with enormous puff sleeves and a long train with the bridesmaids who would have to carry it for me. My mother, who is the one to give me away, she cries because I'm living the dream for her.
She has never been happier. In my fantasy, my husband-to-be was my teenage crush, James Spader. Tough turf James Spader, not the Sex Lives and videotape mullet, nor today's rendition. No, vintage James Spader.
As long as we both shall live.
But in reality, Pat wasn't James Spader, and my mom wasn't doing so well. Turns out her forgetfulness was early-onset Alzheimer's, and it just got worse. She soon after moved into a special care home, and she would only last a little while longer. And so I couldn't resist the crazy proposal. We decided that on July 2nd of that year, we would elope. We'd go down to town hall and just do it. Very romantic.
Try to center yourself. I am me. Reality is reality. A moment is a moment. There is only this moment. Now keep walking.
Call waiting.
Nina, why aren't you answering your phone? People are going to start arriving soon. Where are you?
The closer the wedding got, I started to notice things that I hadn't before, like cracks in the foundation and differences between us.
You're up late.
Yeah, it was a crazy day at work.
Do you want to come over? I made food.
Oh, no, I already ate. I think I'm going to crash.
Oh. Is everything okay?
Oh, it's fine. I'm just tired.
Hey!
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Just trying to beat this level.
Cool.
Yeah, you can just hang out there. Or actually, could you grab us some snacks?
It's an Engineers Without Borders internship in Zambia for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, well, that's how long the placements are for.
What am I going to do there? What about my job?
What? I thought you didn't like that job. I mean, you're always complaining about it.
It's just, you know, a lot.
What's the problem? It'll be romantic. I thought you wanted to travel the world.
I thought we were going to move in together.
Yeah, we will, but we're still young, and I don't understand. You said you wanted to get out of here. Take a train ride through Europe, remember? And then we'll come back and settle down, right?
Has this got something to do with your mom?
No! Well, yes, I couldn't travel when she was sick. And I've always wanted to go somewhere. I thought you did too.
To visit, sure, but yeah. Yeah, you know what? You're right. We should do it while we're still young. There's plenty of time for us to become suburban parents.
This is once in a lifetime.
Heel and toe. Heel and toe. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. And think about your place in the universe. Now, visualize the purest version of yourself. Radiating joy.
Turn left on Royal.
I am confident.
I am respected. I am determined. I am loved.
See the park ahead. Go to it and find a seat.
It's July 2nd. I decide to walk to our elopement at Town Hall. We're going to meet there and find the first two witnesses we see off the street. I'm wearing a floral sundress that I've chosen. It was my mom's. I had my hair done this morning. It's in a twisty updo.
On my way walking, I stop at Royal Park.
I'm looking at my phone clock, and I'm making fists with my hands. I like the way it feels when my nails dig into my palms, takes the edge off. The wedding is at 4 p.m.
12 p.m. My heart is fluttering.
Nina, what are you doing?
I just need to calm down.
Is this really what you want?
1 p.m.
Is this really what you make fists with my hands? You haven't even moved in together.
2 p.m.
Do you think you can trust him?
Deeply.
What if you end up like mom?
My stomach hurts.
Maybe he's not the one.
3 p.m.
What if you chose wrong?
I'll spring up any moment
now. What if you start to resent him?
4 p.m.
What if it all goes wrong?
Just
what if he stops loving you?
A little loving him. 5 p.m.
What if you're making a mistake?
6 p.m.
What if?
7 p.m.
What if?
What if?
What if?
8
p.m.
What if?
Hi, you reached Pat. Leave a message.
This would be a good time to employ the grounding technique. Nina. Nina. Are you hearing me, Nina? It's time to ground.
I gotta get going. Let's go straight out of the park and turn left on Glengarry Avenue.
My mom used to bring me to a park just like this when I was a kid. She was always so much fun. I used to play softball, and even though she didn't know anything about the sport or any of the other mothers, she got involved. She knew how important it was for me to belong.
Try to isolate and activate your senses, starting with sound. Observe what you hear.
Let's go swing on the swings.
I think we'll break the set.
Try to notice the natural sounds around.
Announcing our president of the curling club.
Hard now, sweep!
Natural sounds are on a higher vibration energetically and are purely natural. Hills. Naturally.
You're pretty when you laugh.
Paula? What do you want?
I don't know who's bringing what. There's hardly any food here. I don't want to be responsible if people go hungry.
Paula, the party has not officially started yet. It's a potluck, meaning people will be bringing pots and dishes of food when they arrive.
Yeah, but what are they bringing? I need to know.
We will have barbecue meat, steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, and brochettes, alternatively, halloumi and portobello mushrooms. Bonnie, Frank, Ankita, Lauren, Matt, Ben, James, and Mary are bringing salads, and then there's dessert. Joanna is bringing her famous cupcakes, Adele peach cobbler, Tom red velvet, Christian chocolate mousse, Debbie brownies. Then there's the pie baking contest, which there are 5 different competing pies, including yours, and for beverages, we have Sprite, Coke, orange, and apple juice. Coffee, tea, and Alexis is bringing punch, okay?
What are we gonna do with the leftovers?
Bye!
For some reason, you've decided to hit the panic button. I understand. It's normal to feel uneasy sometimes. We needn't be afraid of our feelings. We must let those feelings out, but not allow them to stray us from our path.
Nina! Okay, thank God, I'm here now. Please call Paula. She's freaking out. Apparently something about the pie contest. She's raving about a rain day. She even called City Hall.
Elaine, how did Pat look when you saw him?
I don't know. Fine, I guess. Are you still worried? You didn't call him back?
Not yet. I don't know what he's gonna say. He might still really be angry, and I have all this stuff going on. I feel like I'm imploding.
Are you getting palpitations again? Look, I don't think you have to call him back. It was a long time ago.
Do you think I made the right decision that day?
Well, maybe in hindsight, leaving someone at the altar was not your best moment, but you weren't serious. And if you had married him, I guarantee you, you would have been divorced within a year. Imagine what a shitty time that would have been.
That's what my mom wanted.
That's not true. She wanted you to be happy. Just come back, okay?
Turn left on Arlington Crescent.
Sometimes I imagine that Pat is sitting up every night thinking about the wedding, our relationship, and me. Wondering. Plotting. Hoping to take me down one day. Exact his revenge. I humiliated him. I broke his heart. It has never been healed. He's like a wounded animal, scavenging for love for the rest of his life. I am to blame for his relationship trauma. And one day, he realizes that in order to have closure, he needs to confront me head on. Put me in my place. So he comes back to town all fired up and finds me and...
I destroy her, Nina.
Life can be surprising and unknown. Regretting choices does not equal different results. Only by embracing them can we move forward.
Hello?
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Pat. I got your message.
Good. I thought maybe you might not answer.
I'm surprised to hear from you. After all this time,
Wait, please, I need to say something first.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did.
You're sorry for what you did?
And you don't owe me anything, and I'm lucky that you're talking to me right now. I didn't mean to humiliate you like that. I was young, and I was a coward. I should have shown up that day all those years ago.
You didn't show up to our wedding day?
I don't regret my decision. I know it wasn't right to get married. It was crazy. But I do regret my actions. You deserved to be treated better. I hope you can forgive me.
Well, thank you for that. It means a lot.
I'm just here visiting my parents. I heard you were back in town. And I worried we would run into each other. It's a small place, as you know.
Yeah, it's a really small place. Where are you living these days?
I moved to Hamilton.
How generic of you.
Yeah. Are you living at your mom's old place?
Yeah. You know, it's home.
What are you up to these days?
Oh, you know, just running this place. So, I have to tell you that, I didn't show up that day either.
What?
No, I didn't.
What?
I didn't show up.
I guess that just proves it was best we broke up.
Anyway.
Really? You didn't show up?
Yeah. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Nice chatting.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, I should go.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, it was nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Time to go, Nina. Everyone's waiting for you.
Hi, Elaine. I'm on my way back. Be there soon.
Now, as we finish this meditation, we reflect back on the moments that have led us here. at this point in our lives. Now repeat these words of affirmation. I am walking high down the path of life. I leave my rich past behind me. I am in a place of friendship and love. The path ahead of me is mine.
You've just listened to Grounding, starring Jean Bernard, Don Ford, Prerna Neda, Dara Mandu, Stephanie Marula, and Adam Bagatavages. The Neighborhood was written and created by Stephanie Marula and was inspired by interviews from collaborating citizens of Beaconsfield and Montreal West. Music and sound design by Adam Bagatavages. Sound recording by Tyler Rauman at the CDAH. French translation by Rachel Martinez and Elisabeth Adele. Web infrastructure by Michael Townsend. With special thanks to Ryan Hurl and Jeff Poitras. Produced in partnership with the Quebec Writers Federation, Montreal West and Beaconsfield Public Libraries, with the support of the Conseil des Arts de Montréal, the English Language Arts Network, and the Government of Canada. This was an Actra production.